Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The FBI tweeted over Christmas, "Happy Holidays," and it didn't go well. One of the comments was, "Any grandmas with cancers getting raided today?" Another one was, "The FBI would like to wish every account that wasn't directly suspended by them to silence their freedom of speech during a presidential election a happy holiday season." Another, obviously recognizing again that the FBI doesn't want to actually use the word Christmas, said, "Today is Christmas. It is okay to wish people Merry Christmas on Christmas." But my favorite was this: "You spelled KGB wrong." Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Thanks for being here over the holiday week. I actually have to apologize for last week having to do some best of shows. I was sick and still am, but I felt good enough to decide, you know, to do something during the week. And actually, this is the week I hadn't planned on doing shows. I was either going to get a guest host, or we were going to run a series of best ofs, which I think are amazing shows because we do produce a good show up in here. But I was a little stir crazy, and so many things were happening that I figured, you know what, do a couple of shows. I'm back in the saddle a little bit. I've got a ton of other stuff to do because my team, we start prepping, as I say, for the kickoff of the new year, which we'll get into. So let's look at a few of these things that are happening right now as we prepare to enter this new year. You know, the time of year when we're supposed to be most excited about our prospects in life. It's a renewal, shedding of the old skin, and you're coming into this new year fresh. January 1, you hit the ground running, regardless of what's happening, folks. And this, even coming on the heels of a presidential coup that happened 2 years ago, a midterm coup that happened only a month or so ago, and we conservatives still suck it up looking for a pearl among swine. That's right. We get up every day still looking optimistic. As many of you have heard me say, my grandmother would say, if you wake up and find yourself in a pile of horse crap, get out of it and look for the pony. Well, anyway, the first pony I suggest is that Biden skipped the NORAD Santa tracking after what happened last year. You guys may not remember, but in 2021, Biden went viral after a father cheered, "Let's go, Brandon," on the phone during the event where, you know, they have the phone call, and, you know, at the end of the call, "Oh, it's so great to be here, Mr. President. Let's go, Biden." And then Joe Biden goes, "Let's go, Brandon." And Joe Biden, "Let's go, Brandon," right along with him. And Jill's over there kind of going, hey, that's not a good thing. Huh? That's not what we should be doing. So they said, this year, now I'm going to read this, there was no media access to Biden's calls. No evidence Biden ever called children from the White House to talk about NORAD's Santa tracker. The White House also closed press access to Biden's phone calls to members of the military, sending out a notice to reporters that he made the calls, but there's no evidence of it. They called a lid on Joe Biden's activities at 12:30 p.m. on Christmas Day. That's just afternoon, folks. Instead of allowing the press to interact with Biden, the White House sent out staged photos of the Bidens preparing and celebrating Christmas on social media. Even Jill's decorating the tree and Joe's up on the ladder acting like he's putting on the star or something weird. But here's what I'm going to tell you. All this suggests what we already know. This guy is so far gone that they won't even let you see him on one. This is the holiest day for Christians. Joe called, "I'm a Catholic. I'm a proud Catholic. Catholic, 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 Catholic." Joe Biden is as proud a Catholic is Muhammad. Okay? And Joe Biden has to, essentially, they got to pull this guy off the shelf on Christmas Day. He can't even perform the kids. He can't even show he's talking to the military. He can't even act like it. That's how far gone this guy is. And I refer you to a previous show where I talked about a retiring Marine who lives in Montana. I'm sorry, a retiring Secret Service guy lives in Montana. He may be a Marine, I'm not sure, but I know he's Secret Service. And he says, he goes, I cannot explain to you how far gone Joe Biden is as a member of Secret Service. This is in a private conversation he's having with a friend. And he's saying, it's amazing that this country will allow this man to act on our behalf, knowing what I know. Now, you know, these guys just zoop, mum's the word. But he's retiring and saying, I mean, he's not going to give his information out, and I'm not either. But I will tell you this, I believe him. They won't even let us see this guy. And look, I have no want to see him, to be honest with you. Because when I look at the Biden family, I see corruption. And here's what's so sad. It isn't the Bidens. I mean, they've done some horrible things. But in terms of Hollywood, in terms of DC type stuff, this is par for the course. The Clintons have done far worse. The Obamas have done worse. The Pelosis, far worse. Schumer. These are the most powerful people on the planet, and they've become drunk with their power. They don't use their power to support the little people. They've become drunk with power. That's the problem. Anyway, right after we learned, you know, that they were pulling Joe Biden back into the dungeon, we figured out, according to this story, he's on vacation again. Now, we talked about the, look, I'm not mad at him. I'm really not. I would rather Joe Biden be on vacation, because every time I see this crooked clown's face, it just reminds me of what we've allowed this country to become. And I don't want to be this way over the holidays. I don't want to be this way going into the new year. I want to remain optimistic that regardless of what is going on with these clowns that think they're governing us, we are going to overcome them. That's how I'm going to look forward to 2023. I'm not going to let them get me down. And I hope you don't. I hope you do the same. When we come back, we're going to talk about the state of the world, folks.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
While you were celebrating the birth of Christ, the FBI continued covering up what it did to the best citizens of the world. And we will get more into that later in the broadcast. But right now, I want to ease your mind. I want you to know that while you were sleeping, China sent 71 assorted jets and 7 ships sailing towards Taiwan. Probably just a day out of a parade, a flotilla. Russia has been repairing its oil pipelines that we don't know who destroyed them, right? We haven't figured that out yet. And oh, by the way, Iran is torturing and killing dissidents because they continue building their nuke program. And Afghanistan has gone back to its third world status, as we remember that Joe Biden let 13 Marines die in his botched effort to leave that country. But thank God Joe Biden is clearing the way for LGBTQ equality. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So much going on here in the world. But there is some good news. I always like to give you a little spot of hope in this program. And this one comes from the Swiss. They reportedly, the Swiss are rejecting third gender documents. They say, we don't need them. This is from AP. They reported that the Federal Council said the binary gender model is still strongly anchored in Swiss society. The council rejected two proposals from Parliament to introduce a third gender option or no gender option for official records. You're going to pick one. And I don't know how they're going to do it now because you can, I mean, it's still weird for other people. Here's my thing about gender. Let's say you are a boy and you think you're a girl. So you put your thing on your thing, I'm a boy. But then you just declare yourself a girl. Is that not good enough? I mean, isn't there some way we need to be able to officially track people? I'm thinking about it from a legality standpoint. Missing person found in canyon. Male or female? Well, based on the anatomy. And look, there are entire sciences dedicated to knowing that the frame of this person was a man and the frame of this person was a woman. I think it's called anthropology. Am I right? Somebody help a brother out. That wasn't my field of study per se. But I think that's one of the things you can look at and know. I watched that show Bones. And they would look at it and go, she looks like it was a 13-year-old female who died. We can tell by the way that the hips come out and all that. Look, I'm no bone expert. But I've seen Bones. I've watched it. I've watched Constance. And I've seen these people study skeletons. Do you know, I saw a story that said something along the lines of Joan of Arc may have thought of herself as a man. Okay, what if she did? You know why we know Joan of Arc was a woman? Because somebody studied her bones. There's differences physiologically between men and women. And even though science, I'm using the left key word, the science proves it. What do these people do?
Oh, no, no. There's no difference between a man and a woman. You can be whatever you want, huh?
Okay, well then, you know what? Let's just throw science out the window. Going back to this, the social preconditions for the introduction of a third gender for a general waiver of the gender entry into the civil registry currently are not there, the council continued. That's a lot of words to say. We just going to deal with boys and girls. According to the government, such options would require too many changes for the country's constitution and laws at the national and cantonal levels. They added, now wasn't the right time to overhaul the system, citing a 2020 report via the National Ethics Commission. But there are third world, well, I'd call it, you know what, I'm not even going to get, the third world is smart enough to not deal with stuff this stupid. But anyway, third gender options on official documents are allowed in several European countries because, you know, they all want to appear to be so woke. We're going to move on. This next story involves the royals. King Charles III has evicted the disgraced Duke of York, Prince Andrew, from using an office at Buckingham Palace because of his ties to Jeffrey Epstein. They said the 62-year-old Duke reportedly paid millions of dollars in an out-of-court settlement after Virginia Giuffre accused the royal family member of sexually abusing and raping her on three separate occasions in 2001 when she was only 17. Now, Andrew has denied any wrongdoing, but King Charles has barred his sibling from working out of the palace and using it as his corresponding address. What's interesting to me about this story is that what's around the periphery of it, right? Because essentially, everybody knows Andrew is guilty of what they said he's not, you know, of what he's, you know, we're dancing around here, right? It doesn't matter. Oh, he paid her off. He did it. But more importantly, so did a bunch of other people. They said, Any presence at the palace is officially over. The king has made it clear. He isn't a working royal. He is on his own. What? He's no longer royal? I didn't realize. I mean, royalty worked like that. You know, it's kind of like with the what's-her-face, Meghan. She went from being nothing to being royal. This whole royal thing is amazing. I mean, look, this is a family of privilege that the Brits support. Look, if the British people like that idea, and that gives them some idea, oh, we have a king and a queen and all that good, and they like all that ceremony and pomp and circumstance, congratulations to them. You guys know how I feel about it. I'm going to make you bet you feel your kids and your grandkids are more royal than this royal family. I don't know who you'd rather see. If you ask me, Ken, would you rather see your kids or would you rather go see Meghan and Harry? I think you know the answer. They said this, though. The eviction comes after Queen Consort Camilla took over the Duke's role as Colonel of the Grenadier Guards last week. I know there's a lot of stuff around this. What is all? Yeah. So she took over that, and what? She told Charles, look, you get rid of your brother. They said the royal household officials also stripped the prince of his $3.5 million 24-hour armed security last month. At least they're no longer going to fund it. He's got to fund it himself. Not burden the taxpayer, because he's a private individual and carries no public duties. I so want this concept of royalty to go where it should, which is in the toilet. It's classist, at the very least.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Buffalo, New York is continuing to dig out from a weekend storm that dumped over 3 feet of snow to the region. This, as we hear now, at least 34 people have died from the storm.
26 of the individuals were recovered in the city of Buffalo. 7 were recovered in the suburbs between Cheektowaga, Depew, and Amherst.
Erie County Executive Mark Poehler counts. He adds that the cleanup efforts are still underway and about 65% of roads have one passable lane. The United States says they may soon require COVID testing for all travelers from mainland China. This, as U.S. officials are concerned, China isn't being transparent when it comes to reporting COVID data. The NCAA bowl season continues on Wednesday with the Military Bowl, Liberty Bowl, Holiday Bowl, and Texas Bowl. Tim Berg, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Under the white nose crackhead had a very active nose, like his father. And if you've seen the laptop, you'd see him shooting up between his toes. All of the Intel swamp rats felt it was their obligation to say that Hunter the crackhead's laptop was Russian disinformation. Then one soggy Christmas Eve, the big guy came to say, Hunter, with your nose so white, go make a deal with China tonight. And how the big guy loved him as he shouted out with glee, Hunter, you white-nosed crackhead, now you give 10% to me.
The guy that does that, man, he has Trump down to a science, including the... You know, the breathing, it's amazing. I think his name is Sean something Farish. If you get it, I'm telling you, he is spot on. If he did commercials in the voice of Trump, you'd never know it. And I'm a huge, like, what's the guy's name? Caliendo, Frank Caliendo, the voice guy, used to do Madden and all those other guys, man. This dude with Trump is just amazing. Anyway, enough of that. The thing of this FBI story, this is a, and I've said this before, but this is so huge. This, and what's funny is we've had so many huge stories that you just don't even know where to go. And now we've got the Twitter files, and I'm telling you, the revelations that are going to continue to come, Elon Musk is going to have to figure out a way to get people to pay attention, because if he keeps doing it this way, and again, I'm not going to try to check his strategy, but I might pick one news organization, like let the normal journal, you know, these citizen journalists he's been using, Matt the Taibbi and all those guys do it. But then pick one every now and then. Try to find one good person at the Post, one good person at the Times, and say, I'm going to give you an opportunity to do the right thing. And if you don't, understand, the minute I see you not doing the right thing, I'm going to go over here and do it. I'm going to go back to this normal thing. And because he's got a chance to correct the media here. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I don't know if you agree or disagree with that strategy, but I think that it's our obligation now to get the media to finally recognize, to just fess up and say, you know what, we have been doing this. This is what we were doing. And let me tell you, see, here's the problem with everything we're talking about. I don't care whether you're the head of the a representative, you're a member of Congress, whatever, you're a judge, you're a corporate titan, or you're a media mogul. At the end of the day, you want to be in with the pretty people. That's the problem. Now, with capitalism, you tend to earn it. It's an earned thing. And so you say, you know, I've done my job. I'm not saying it's okay for you to be a snoot, you know, to, you know, look down on your nose on people. But at least you've earned some rights. With congressmen and senators, they haven't earned anything. Not in, I mean, some of them may have, but you don't earn your way to say, I'm going to represent the people, then abuse the people. That's not earning things. You're earning your way into subservience. They don't see it that way. Everybody wants to be at the parties. And here's the problem. They want to get invited. They don't want to be on the outs. And that's just human nature. They don't want to be on the outs. So they play the game. Everybody goes, okay, we all agree this is what the agenda is. So this is what we're going to do. How sad is that? Anyway, this article says, for those of you not following the Twitter file drops, let me catch you up on what I believe are some of the most important parts. Number one, the FBI paid Twitter $3.5 million to censor conservatives. Now, this is a previous. I'm getting you the breadcrumbs here, okay? Some of this you're going to know. And you might know it all, because I've been sick. I wasn't keeping up with everything. It says, the FBI pressured Twitter to give them information that would legally require warrants, though they did not have warrants. Now, I've already talked about how the FBI comes off as this noble institution, but if you watched the FBI on TV, they're a lot less noble than they appear. What the FBI does is, the FBI will say, I need this information, and if you don't give it to me, I'm going to do blankety blank. That's how the FBI works. Leading up to the 2020 election, the FBI would eventually hold meetings with Twitter and tell them whose tweets to squelch, which accounts they wanted to be suspended. Almost all of these accounts were for conservatives. The FBI knew the Hunter Biden laptop story was real. They knew it was coming out weeks before the 2020 election. They told big tech to expect Russian disinformation, drop and squelch the story. That means the FBI corrupted the election to help Joe totally showered with his daughter Ashley Biden. Yeah. The FBI helped a pedophile, a pathological liar, a guy who caused his wife to run in front of an 18-wheeler. By the way, Joe Biden talked about it 50 years ago. My wife, you know, was hit by a truck. He said it again. He will never drop that lie. And they said, the final one is, there are so many former FBI employees at Twitter that they have their own Slack channel. Now, for those of you who don't know what Slack is, it's another communication methodology. And you can set it up to where you and, you know, only certain groups can talk or whatever. It's not even that big of a deal anymore because there's lots of things like that. But they set up their own channel within Twitter to say, hey, welcome, former agent so-and-so. Now, keep in mind, folks, this is a catch-up. This is just for starters. If I told you nothing more, we have plenty of evidence here to be looking at firing Christopher Wray, going and taking a look at Comey, and then cleaning house on some of these agents. And I'm talking, when I say clean house, I mean I want agents working for the FBI who do not care about politics. And I swear on my mother's grave, that's what I believe. I want people who don't care whether you're Republican or Democrat, they say, I'm going to do the right thing. And for the record, I think that's what most of us feel as conservatives. As a conservative, I'm not bound to the R, the ideological R for Republican. It turns out, and I'm beginning to lose this too. Because I always say this, I think Republicans are more redeemable. But I don't know that I believe that anymore. I know it's a uniparty. I just think that one is at least going to sort of say, okay, guys, you're going just a little bit too far here. But they don't. We're talking about people that do not care about us. And the more we learn, I don't know. What do you believe? I saw a thing that said Kevin McCarthy was with Hunter Biden at some event. Now, he could have just been at the same place at the same time. But still, you know, they're too close. And I want to see a line of demarcation that says, you know what, guys? You have crossed the line of sanity when you start letting millions of people flood into this country and you don't want to do anything about it. You've crossed the lines of sanity when you want to protect the lives of pedophiles or protect the lives of death row inmates, but you don't want to protect the lives of babies. And I could go on. These are the things that bug me. And what really bugs me? Don't get me talking about January 6th. Every time people bring this up, when people say, I didn't condone what happened on January 6th. What do you mean condone? You should condone what happened on January the 6th. We had a nation full of people that went there to say, this election is a cheat. This has been a travesty. And everything that we're learning on Twitter, and I'm only, this is just a setup. For the new stuff, at least it's new to me. But everything we've learned about this stuff shows why people were in Washington protesting peacefully. And every time I see that guy, Ray Epps, whispering in Trump people's ears, and not a single Democrat call that guy out, I know the fix was in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Radio show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Just so we're clear, the FBI didn't seem to look too closely at SBF and his company FTX as it donated millions of dollars to Democrats. They don't seem too interested in finding out where that money's gone, who spent it on what, etc. They didn't look into Zuckerberg's $400 million that he put into the election. Things that got Dinesh D'Souza thrown in jail. They haven't seemed to be able to locate that SCOTUS leaker, the person who was trying to influence the outcome of an election by pre-announcing something that the Supreme Court was due to announce all on its own. The FBI always seems to be, what, a day late on terrorist attacks like, what, the Boston Marathon bombing? You remember when the Sarnoff brothers maimed and killed a few people at the Boston Marathon? What about Pulse Nightclub? What about that San Bernardino Christmas shooting? You remember that? And a host of other things. In many of these cases, the FBI actually knew the perp they had. They've been tracking the same perp. Remember the guy in New York who ran over a bunch of people? He got in a truck and he ran over bicyclists during a race? These are people that have been on the radar of the FBI and nothing. What does this organization do? Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network. Look, you probably came up with a couple of other things. Like, well, Kevin, what about this one? What about, remember that? Because that's how you guys are. You're very bright. Look, I used to respect this organization. And I know, you got to do the old disclaimer. Well, I know there are many good men and women inside of the FBI. It's like, okay, fine. But you know what? If you can watch your management team be that crooked and there's no whistleblowers, nobody willing to step up and say, well, let's just say it, call a skank and be willing to lose your job over it. Because in the end, if you do expose this stuff, the rewards do come. We're talking about the Twitter files, and we've only gone through some of these. And as I said earlier, what do you need? What more evidence do you need that Christopher Wray needs to be fired, the FBI needs to be cleaned up, and we need to subpoena every phone record, every email, any type of correspondence these people have with each other? We need to be looking at their party records, their plane tickets, their manifest, everything, to determine who's getting together, when, and doing what. Because something ain't right, folks. This guy goes on to talk about the Twitter files, this next thing. He says, in response to the Twitter files, detailing how the FBI, well, he called it a circle something, was real. He says, the Bureau called the allegations conspiracy theories, but never actually denied its relationship with Twitter. See, again, conspiracy theory. So we're all conspiracy theorists, the same way we're election deniers. The same way we are, when we don't want to use the right program pronouns and whatever. They like giving us little names. But you know what they don't ever want to call us? People who speak the truth. Guy goes on, he says, Elon Musk provided the world with an early Christmas present. Twitter Files Part 9. He says he's going to sum it up for us, and I'm glad he did, because I didn't want to have to go through all of it. The FBI was a portal. Specifically, the San Francisco office. Any surprise there, folks? It was a portal for other government agencies to get Twitter to surveil and censor Americans. Hiding under the title of Foreign Influence Task Force, FITF, actors from local police departments to the Department of Defense and the CIA were watching and censoring Americans, not foreigners. Now, folks, you've known me a long time. Many of you have. I know there's lots of new people, and many of you come on every day. But let me tell you this. Do you think there's anything that I would do to hurt America? To hurt you. If I were to go to D.C. and they say, Kevin, here's the secrets of what's going on in D.C., all I would do is say, here are the secrets to what's going on in D.C. I don't have an agenda. I'm not trying to make millions of dollars. I'm not trying to get a book deal. I'm not trying to go to the next cocktail party. I'm not trying to rise to the next level of power and whatever you would seek in D.C. I have no agenda. That's what we do. That's what guys like I do. That's what you do when you click buttons and say, I like Kevin's work. I like Larry Elder's work. I like so-and-so's work. You're just saying, with your letting your fingers do the walking, as they used to say, at the Yellow Pages, it shows how long ago that was. But all this is an effort to make this country better. In many cases, what we talk about, the things that we espouse as conservatives, don't do us any good. We're not benefiting. We're benefiting in a better world. But look, I'm fighting for the rights of people who live in these cesspools called cities, so that these kids get better educations, so that families can be safe in their environments. My family's safe. When I tell you how safe we are, it's ridiculous. I could give you my address and tell you how safe I am. But we're not, I'm not in any danger of a drive-by or my kid getting beat up walking to school or whatever the atrocities that occur day to day and all the time in the inner cities. And yet we fight for it. I fight for it, you fight for it. I do live in a place where border issues matter. But I'm not the farmers and ranchers who live right on those lines that are facing this every single day. I know them. I feel sad for them. The point is, the FBI looks at people like us who look at the real we are the real humanitarians. We're looking at the world and going, I feel sorry for that. I sympathize with this person or this group for this reason. And we're the enemy. And there are a group of Americans called leftists who condone their activities against us. They go on to say this. There were so many requests that the Twitter execs had to come up with a system to prioritize. Next bullet point. FBI employees were tasked with doing word searches on Twitter looking for violations of Twitter policies instead of actually chasing criminals or chasing actual criminals. Works either way, but it's better that second way. So, this is what they did. And then, here's his last bullet point. They had up to 80 agents working with big tech companies. They said it's unclear how many members of the DOD, CIA, NSA, etc. were involved. But I can put it to you this way. If there's 80 that you can spot, there's 800 you can't. It's exponential. Unbelievable. This is, I want to repeat it, one of the biggest stories in the history of this nation about a misuse of power. And as one person noted in a Twitter feed, they said, they were like, what, so you're mad that the FBI is doing blah, 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 blah. And then the person said, okay, let's just play a little thought exercise and say, what if it had been Trump who did everything we just described? Well, we all know the answer. The guy summarizes. He says, what we've learned is the FBI is not only a government agency censoring and surveilling Americans. Twitter was a veritable pig pile when it came to spying on we the people. The DOD, CIA, even local police had their finger in the pie, and Twitter is only one of the pies. Facebook and even Verizon were in on the game. Big Brother is watching. You're being spied on. Look, I think there's a thing called Patriot Mobile. I'm going to look into that. Because I'm sick. And but Verizon, we have the biggest this, that, and the other. Look, maybe so. But I got to tell you, I'm very sick of learning this stuff. And we're scratching the surface, folks. We haven't gotten into the down and dirty. There's much more to come. I gotta leave it there for now.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now to something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.